Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. And if you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about meter. But before we do so, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly, thanking you for everything you do. Your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, meter. Let's speak from the heart. This is actually a story that happened to me some years ago. In my early 20s, I believe. I was at my apartment, and I had my blinds open. I was sitting on the couch watching TV, and all of a sudden, my power went out. And as I said, my blinds were open. I could see out my patio window, and I saw a guy walking from the side of my building almost the exact time my power went out. And he was putting something in his backpack walking away. And I was like, what's going on? You know, is that the power company? Like, this is really sketchy, you know? So I walk down the stairs. I walk on the side of my building, and I see that my meter is gone. Now, the meter is what powers the apartments, right? I didn't even know you could take it off. So the guy stole my meter and took off with it, right? So I had no power in just my apartment. Lights were out. I had to call the power company. They came and restored it. And which is funny because my dad was an electrician. So when it happened, I immediately called him also. And I was asking him, I was like, say, do meters work on other people's apartments? Like, if he were to take mine, could that power his apartment? He's like, yeah. I was like, well, I did not know that. I had no idea. He literally took the power from me. And what I'm getting at is that's what the enemy wants to do with us in our spirit. You see, in the beginning, he took the power and authority from Adam and Eve. And since that day, that's what he continues to try to do with us each and every day. But we know as Christians, as followers of Christ, that Christ gave us back that authority. By grace, we are saved. He's given us that salvation. He's given us the ability to speak by faith. So although the enemy wants to take the power, God has given that exact power back to us through Jesus Christ, who is the intercessor. Although the enemy can continue to wait for an opportune time to get under our skins, to get us out of character, he can no longer have the authority or the power because Jesus Christ has given it back. Think about that. The G.O.D., God bless. We'll be right back.